Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's Chrissy Bones. Thanksgiving Day lineup tomorrow in the NFL. Bears at the Lions, 12:30 on CBS. Chicago now -3. Redskins, Cowboys, 4:30 Eastern on Fox. Dallas.
How about them Cowboys?
Falcons, Saints. The over-under now is pushed to 60. That's the 820
game. I'm taking
game
the underdog
NBC.
In every Thanksgiving Day game.
Well, you're not going to be a winner.
New Orleans, -13. Colt McCoy's first regular season pass since 2015 went for a touchdown the other day. Redskins backup QB came on against the Texans, of course, on Sunday after Alex Smith suffered that brutal season-ending leg injury. Threw a perfect pass to tight end Jordan Reed in the back of the end zone. McCoy hasn't started a game since week 15, 2014 with the Skins. Spent the past five years as
their backup.
As a caddy.
But he's been in the room, and he knows the offense real good. That's a Jay Gruden guy. But I would be very careful on relying on somebody to cover a number that hasn't played in 4 years.
I'd be very even more careful believing that the Dallas Cowboys are going to cover as a home favorite as well.
Ooh.
Interesting football game. Cowboys are rolling right now, but do you want to lay the 7?
And Michelle with the weather forecast coming up later on in the show. Other NFL news, fantasy owners stunned when Todd Gurley failed to score during Monday night's historic 54-51 Rams win versus the Chiefs on Tuesday.
Or a bunch
Rams
of fantasy players like crying and bitching about this. Now.
Sean McVay told reporters why. Gurley apparently had his ankle rolled up early on Monday night, was limited for the rest of the game. McVay then denied that he was using Gurley as a decoy, saying it was if Gurley was on the field, then he was healthy enough to go. Rams have their bye this week. Gurley expected to be fine going forward. On Tuesday, too, the Pro Football Hall of Fame revealed its 25 semifinalists for its class of 2019. Cornerback Champ Bailey, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and safety Ed Reed, the three first-time candidates. Linebacker Zach Thomas and head coach Tom Flores reached the semifinals for the first time. Also on the list, Corey,
Zach Thomas, not
two-time Super Bowl champion head coach Jimmy Johnson.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Great head coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
Jimmy Johnson should be in the Hall of Fame.
Two odd moves in the NBA. Well, maybe not in Cleveland. J.R. Smith and the Cavs now working on a trade after an amicable breakup. J.R. no longer active with the team. Two sides exploring his trade market value at this point after J.R. requested a trade earlier in the season. He refused to be bought out.
It's not much, J.R. It's not much.
He doesn't want the buyout, saying, I don't want my legacy to be remembered like that. I don't think it's fair to the people I see every single day walking around. I don't think that's fair to the trainers or equipment guys.
You know what's not fair? The J.R. Smith got blamed for that game in the finals last year. It was George Hill. He's the one that missed the freaking free throw before.
Yeah, but
they hit a free throw.
But J.R. Smith is also supposed to be aware of what's going on in the basketball game.
I hold it more against George Hill for not hitting the free throw. You're making $20 million a year.
How much J.R. make good money too, Gabe?
No, but you're supposed to hit a free throw. It's a free throw.
The Cavs are league worst, 2-13 now, and welcome tonight.
It's not called an expensive throw. It's called free for a reason.
LeBron James back in town in Cleveland tonight, just in time for JR to not be there for that odd moment. Odd move number
two. They're going to respond. We'll get into this during the show, actually.
They're going to give him a standing ovation.
They shouldn't. They should throw things at him.
Interesting.
Even odder for Philly.
For betraying them.
76ers guard Markelle Fultz will sit out all team practices
and games. I don't advocate
games.
Throwing things at him. Don't do that.
Wow. Something about that side of the room.
Markelle Fultz for the Sixers is going to sit out practices and games until he receives an evaluation on his shoulder from a non-team specialist on Monday. The 20-year-old Fultz seeking an evaluation at the request of his agent/attorney. Sixers head coach Brett Brown said about the move, "It did catch me off guard." Philly GM Elton Brand said,
"Sounds like this kid needs a psychiatrist, a sports therapist."
Oh, yeah. Elton Brand said he was unaware if anything was wrong with Fultz's shoulder. Fultz had said, this month, he was no longer bothered by the shoulder and came into training camp saying, quote, "I feel perfectly fine." He also has stopped speaking to his skills trainer, Drew Hanlon.
Yeah, because Drew Hanlon was a dude that trained him in the offseason. Apparently, Drew had the shot right. But now, all of a sudden, him and Drew ain't speaking. So that shot ain't right.
It sounds like there's just too many people messing with this kid, man.
I agree. It's probably so.
And you
probably
think as soon as he gets out of Philly, he's magically just going
to
start dreaming.
Not magically, but he needs to get out of Philadelphia.
Take a trip to PG County and walk in at the Matha High School gym and get that coach to work with him.
Yeah, but it's if clearly, you got the yips, you're going to have the yips wherever you go. You're going to take them with you.
No. It's clearly a situation where it's not going to work in Philadelphia for the kid, right?
College football rivalry weekend. Three matchups which could affect the college football playoff rankings. Number 4, Michigan. At number 10, Ohio State. Michigan now -4.5. Number 6, Oklahoma travels to number 13, West Virginia. Oklahoma -2.5 there. And number 8, Washington State hosts number 16, Washington. Washington State also -2.5.
Also got Clemson and SC and Georgia and Georgia Tech. But as far as Urban Meyer has been an underdog 12 times in his career, he's 10-2 in the underdog role, Gabe.
Yeah, he doesn't lose often. Michigan haven't won in Ohio State since the year 2000 as well.
And here's a stat, by the way, number 1 Alabama, number 2 Clemson, number 3 Notre Dame enter rivalry week undefeated.
The only, you know the name of all the rivalries?
Only the fourth time in the past 20 years that three Power 5 teams have started 11-0.
The Iron Bowl?
Michigan-Ohio State?
The Apple Cup.
Yeah, the Apple Cup, that's a lame name. Not as bad as the Egg Bowl. The Egg Bowl blows. The Civil War is a good one.
Oh, the Civil War is excellent.
The Iron Bowl.
And quickly, finally, college basketball Tuesday night. Duke improved to 5-0. Just got by number 8, Auburn. And tonight, it's a big one. Actually, this afternoon at 5 o'clock on ESPN, number 1 Duke against number 3 Gonzaga in the title game of the
Nothing wrong with
Invitational.
Some, afternoon degenerate gambling.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, let's roll. The morning after has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. Throwing it down. Studio 34, Manhattan. Hitting it with our Chief Meteorologist Michelle Serpico. What's up, Michelle?
Good morning. How are you?
Always a
pleasure,
Michelle.
Can't wait to tell you guys the weather forecast for this week's games.
And America anxiously awaits the weather forecast for this weekend's games. And, of course, we got football across the board. It's Thanksgiving week. Corey Parson in the house.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Glad to be in the building. Happy holidays to everybody. It's the reason for the season, so let's get it, let's get it, let's get it.
All right, so speaking of let's getting it, we've got a pretty stacked show on this program today. We're not talking about Michelle Serpico. Do we need like some sort of like the rim shop after the cheap jokes?
Dudes.
Yeah, you know, we need more sounders. Where's the Corey Bad Take sounder? Because I'm sure
I only give good takes.
I'm sure it's coming.
I only give good takes.
Like I said,
Gabe,
make it easy. Just what you talking about?
What? I hated it.
What the hell?
Really bad?
There we go. Wow, that's like getting a new doorbell.
Yeah,
now
that was a good one.
Now we just need Corey to ring it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We just need you to ring the doorbell now for us, like, to really legitimately play the bad sounder take.
You call it a bad take if you want to. The bottom line is everything I've said has been true.
Let me set it over under.
There's nothing that I've said on these airwaves that have not come to light.
Well, there's bad take, but no, we're not going to throw it up.
There's a lot of things you
like
said.
Like what? Name something that I've said.
I'm going to ask people out there, if you're on Twitter right now, you can follow me at the Sports Rage, twitter.com, at Sports Rage. Or if you want to participate in our YouTube chat, video chat as well, feel free to set a number. What's the over-under, Michelle, right now?
How many lies he's told?
No.
My baby mother answered that one.
It's
927.
It's 9:08 Eastern right now.
I was going to say more.
Like, at what time, like, what's the over-under in minutes before Corey has a bad take today? Something outrageous.
5 minutes. I take the over.
I'm going to give him a little bit more. I'm going to give him, I'm going to say 16 minutes. I'm actually being pretty nice by saying 16 minutes.
Yeah,
but
you are.
I'll give him like 16 minutes. Probably around like 9:30 or so, he might step up. I'm sure we're going to agree on that we're happy that Vivica Fox is here.
Yeah.
If
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
As the morning after continues on Fantasy Sports, our radio network, as we set the table, kind of a light day today, but the activity begins on Thanksgiving. Three National Football League games. Of course, that's college football rivalry week. Joe Lisi, huge games this week, Gabe. Huge games. Joe Lisi.
Joey double digits.
Double digits. Joe Lisi will join us. We'll talk about the game, the Apple Cup. Maybe the Egg Bowl. Maybe the Egg Bowl. The Civil War. The Civil War doesn't really mean anything this year. The Apple Cup actually means a hell of a lot, but it's all about the game this week. Michigan and Ohio State, and I'm actually a lifelong Michigan Wolverine fan, so I'm fired up for this football game.
Fan of front runner.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Coming from Corey.
I'm asking a question, Michelle. I'm asking Gabe if he's a Michigan fan or a Michigan front runner.
Well, if considering I've been a Michigan front runner since 1977,
okay. That's not a front runner.
I guess that'd be considered a front runner.
No, that's considered a fan.
That sounds like a fan. I'm just checking, Gabe. Everything got to be vetted. And I am the vetter.
Considering that I spent 8 hours going to Piscataway last week to see the Michigan Wolverines in person, I don't think my Michigan fandom needs to be put into question.
All right.
And I've been a Michigan fan despite the fact that Ohio State has owned the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan have won more overall, but who cares about what happened in 1928?
Yeah, no,
or whatever like that. I didn't do anything for
Harbaugh. You need to go out there and get that W this week and secure your spot in the college football playoffs.
I believe that they will. I'm not in a hurry to run to the window to bet Michigan at -4, but I believe that they will. But Joe Lisi will join us. Mick Aussie is going to join us from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, because Corey Parsons is very excited about the Grey Cup.
Oh, God, we got to talk to somebody about the Canadian Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's right.
Yay.
Yeah, it's better than the Super Bowl.
The Canada Super Bowl?
Canadians.
Really?
It's better
Michelle,
than the Super Bowl.
Michelle, you didn't even know they had a Canadian Super Bowl.
I knew they had the CFL.
What's it called? The Canadian
Super
Bowl.
Canadian Football League.
What's
Canadian Football League Super Bowl. At the Canadian Football Superdome.
You know what? I got to give you credit there. You actually know what CFL stands for.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I'm not sure Corey does. Like, Corey hears CFL, he hears C, where he hears the word chronic.
Yeah, no.
He's like, what's the chronic one?
CFL is the crappy football league.
It's been called that.
Doesn't Terrell Owens and Johnny Manziel play there?
T.O. don't play in the crappy football league.
He was about to.
Actually, you know what? He tried out. He didn't make the crappy football league.
Surprising.
But Johnny Manziel does, right?
Johnny Manziel is in the CFL right now, right. But he couldn't win the starting job. Like, he wasn't very
good.
Right,
I remember. And now he's
like, they put him in, and it was like, wow, you know, let's give him some time. They took him out. They put him in. It's just Johnny Manziel's, his peak was in college.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel was a great college quarterback, but it just doesn't translate into a professional football. So, yeah, Mick Aussie's going to join us. And, you guys aren't going to understand what the hell he's saying anyways. You don't even understand what he's saying, Corey.
No, I know I'm not.
You know, he could talk about, he's also a big Denver Donkey fan, the Broncos.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But you can't call them the Donkeys after the big win. So, yeah, Mick's going to join us, and Mick might be drunk. He's actually better when he is drunk.
Probably like I know people like that.
Yeah, like he's got to be sober, when they're drunk.
Some guys I can't deal with sober. Like, I can only interact with them when they're drunk, and I have some lady friends, too, that are better drunk.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you do, Corey.
Yes, I'm very sure of that one.
What?
I don't like being around drunk people if I'm not drunk.
No, yeah.
But you actually are. You're in the bar business as well.
No, I get drunk at work.
Oh, so you get drunk.
I have to, yeah.
You have to numb the pain.
Yeah, exactly.
You're numbing the pain.
I'm only there one night a week, so.
So, yeah, Mick Aussie's going to join us. It'll be fun. Listen. The Grey Cup actually is a great party, man. Listen, Canadians can freaking drink, right? We know this.
Right.
And Canadians can really throw it down and drink.
Hey, speaking of Canadians, I saw something crazy yesterday. or this morning.
What's that?
The Pusha T concert in
Canada. Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah. They literally threw, like, there was like 10 drinks thrown into him at one time.
There was more than 10
on
drinks.
Stage. Yeah, more than 10.
That was pretty wild. It was like a hoax, almost. I got to believe that it was coordinated amongst Drake fans, I guess.
Yeah, I would guess it was some goons.
Pusha T, the rapper, was playing in Toronto last night. And, of course, Drake is from Toronto. And Pusha T is the one that exposed that Drake impregnated a porn star.
Yeah.
So I guess there's a little bit of a beef between the two of them.
Yeah, there is. And they went back and forth for a little bit. But
Drake's not one of these tough guys or something.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I don't think it's Drake. I don't think Drake put his fans. I don't think that was Drake's crew.
No.
I think it was the fans in Toronto, actually. They just loved Drake.
They just wasn't going to have it. Toronto wanted to smoke, so. If you see the video online, check it out. It's
actually hilarious.
It's actually hilarious.
There's literally thousands of drinks.
Yeah, I've never seen so much beer thrown on one person.
Yeah.
Cost them a lot of money to do it.
It had
to be coordinated.
Yeah, it had to be.
It had to be coordinated.
Because I would have had me a beer to drink and a beer to throw. Drink a beer, throw a beer.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Drink a beer, throw a beer. I'm just not going to be throwing beers. Drink one, throw one. Drink one, throw one. And that's the motion too, Michelle.
Right.
No, you don't throw beer. You know what they do in Europe. And I was at a heavy metal show in Germany years ago. They do this in soccer games too, Corey.
What's that?
It's more hardcore. You drink the beer, and you take a piss in the cup.
And
then you throw the cup.
No, that's inhumane. What the hell is wrong with the people in Germany?
That's how they didn't.
That is inhumane.
Soccer, what is wrong with soccer hooligans?
They weren't fans of the band Cinderella.
The band Cinderella
was playing at a heavy metal festival in Germany, and the Germans they like their metal heavier.
They're real hardcore.
Yeah. Cinderella have makeup on and are sort of glam boys.
Oh yeah.
Didn't end well for them.
Wow.
So they threw.
So you fill
up on them.
Yeah. So basically, you take a leak in your beer cup and you throw it a beer cup, or even you want the missile.
Yeah.
When they really don't like you, they go hardcore. They piss into like a big water bottle and they fill it with urine and then they smack you with it.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. Yo, son, I wouldn't.
So you think Yankee fans are hardcore?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't perform out there.
Yelling at people. Ooh.
That's crazy, yeah. When you're actually throwing stuff at people like that, that's not a good look.
But there
were
fans in Toronto last night that tried to storm the stage too.
Son, yeah.
A couple of them got on the stage.
Got on the stage. You gotta be careful.
Listen. In what right mind does anybody storm the stage of a rap concert?
Don't do that. It's a bad look.
Dude, right away, it's a bad look. Yeah, it's not going to end well for you.
No,
exactly.
It's not.
No, don't go on stage trying to get at somebody. That's not a good thing. Because if you try to come up in here, nobody on the fourth floor would see it. But
exactly.
If you tried to come up in here, you know what I'm saying?
There's no cameras in here.
There's no cameras in here. If you try to come up I'm going to grab that thing Yang fell off the other day and knock you upside the head with that joint.
All of us would be able to take
it. Yeah, we're pretty hardcore.
We got Vivica Fox on the show today. And I'm actually, I can work with this. I've always thought Vivica Fox is very hot, number one.
Yeah,
and number two, I think it's probably criminal that she didn't get an Emmy for her work in Sharknado.
I didn't see Sharknado.
You've never seen Sharknado?
I'm not a Sharknado guy. I don't like sharks. I'm scared of sharks.
You've never seen like one show? What about you, Michelle?
I've never.
It's a Canadian. I'm
very scared of sharks.
It's not a Canadian.
Must be a Canadian thing.
Drop the Canadian bashing.
I'm not bashing Canada.
You're an anti-Canadian.
I know. I love Canada.
You're a Canadianite.
No, I'm not a Canadianite.
You're an anti-Canadianite.
I'm not a Canadian.
I never knew like you were big like MAGA like all Justin Trudeau.
I'm not.
Trudeau soft on crime.
I'm not that guy. Trust me, I'm not that guy. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
It must be a Canadian thing.
You seem to dislike the Raptors.
I don't have
You're calling the Canadian Football League the crappy football league. You think that R.J. Barrett's just another guy.
He's a guy.
It's just another guy.
It's true. He's just a guy, Gabe. He's just a guy.
He might be the number one pick in the draft.
He's not no Zion Williamson.
Ah, no.
He's a guy. There's plenty of R.J. Barrett.
Just another guy.
He's plenty of R.J. Barrett's in the NBA. There's no Zions in the NBA.
Wow.
Michelle?
All right. Do we have the...
you don't think LeBron is?
You know what?
LeBron is the GOAT. He's not just another guy.
Oh.
LeBron's not Canadian.
but you said in the NBA, right?
But
you said there's no
I was
going to
call for the bad sounder.
NBA.
Oh, well...
But I can't. We can't do it.
He's the next LeBron.
Oh, okay.
Who, Zion?
Yeah.
Not the next LeBron.
That's what they're saying.
Everyone chill out.
Michelle?
I watched the game last night.
What are they saying, Michelle?
Unlike Corey.
Even Kerr said it.
Yeah. Kurt Kerschner-Santis.
Didn't Kerr live in Canada?
But unlike unlike Corey Parson, it's nice to know Michelle actually watches the games.
Good one, Gabe.
Yeah, Joe Lisi's going to join us, college football. Mick Aussie, the crazy Australian who's at the Grey Cup. And we got Vivica Fox on the radar from Sharknado. And you know what, Corey? She also has a talk show called Face the Truth that I actually think that you would probably be a good guest on.
Maybe so.
But we're going to jump into that. And I want to rip Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson for being the rich, greedy bastards that they are.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Source.com score total visits.
The Morning After continues on Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanksgiving a week. NBA basketball tonight. LeBron James returns to Cleveland. You know, you notice it's really not getting any attention, really, because whatever, man. How many times are you going to return to Cleveland? And there'll probably be another return to Cleveland once again when it's all said and done. He'll retire as a Cavalier for a brief day.
No, he won't. Last team he plays for will be the team that drafts his son.
Which will probably be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maybe he'll buy the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Maybe so.
Yeah, but listen, let's not start predicting what's going to happen 6 years down the road from now.
I'm telling you, Gabe, after this 4 years with
Lakers. Oh, he wants to play with his son.
After this 4 years with the Lakers, he'll do one-year contracts, and then when the son comes in the league, he'll do a one-year contract with that team.
So LeBron goes back to Cleveland tonight, kind of anticlimactic. Like I said,
he's
already
legend.
Been back. And, you know, they're not going to boo him or anything.
No, why would they boo him? He's the GOAT.
He's a local. He opened up local schools. And he did the impossible. He won a championship in Cleveland. Like, I'll rip LeBron a lot, but that really is, like, almost an impossible accomplishment. You know, the city of Cleveland hadn't won a championship in forever. He put Cleveland on the map, and they should be forever grateful. Snyder should have sold the team, actually, when LeBron was on the team, because LeBron actually is so valuable that the value of the team goes down. But Oklahoma City and Golden State's the cool basketball game tonight. And the Golden State Warriors are just 1-point favorites in this game. You know,
son, it's hard to bet on Golden State.
Oklahoma City are hot right now, too.
And they got Russell Westbrook back.
Well, I thought Westbrook was just a stat patter.
He is just a stat patter, but he likes to play.
Yeah, he got Russell Westbrook back.
Well, stats, he'll have good stats tonight, but in June when they play, he's going to lose. That's bottom line.
Speaking of which, I looked up the NBA mock drafts for the upcoming season.
Okay.
And
did you see anything interesting?
Yeah, I do. I see number one, RJ Barrett.
Oh, that'd be a mistake.
Number one.
Well, you got to understand, Gabe, RJ Barrett is not going to have the impact at the box office that Zion Williamson have. Zion Williamson is the greatest show in sports right now. Michelle watched him last night.
That's
First off.
He's losing some weight, though.
Michelle Serpico is the greatest spectacle in sports. Yet, I think that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration.
It's the truth.
You work for ESPN now?
Gabe, he's
the
only...
greatest thing in sports?
Right now, he is.
He's
the only must-see thing in... Well, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What, because he can dunk?
The Kansas City Chiefs...
He's a fat kid that can dunk.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Zion Williamson
are the... That's impressive, though.
Are the most... Are the biggest things in sports right now.
Listen, I'm not going to say that Zion Williamson isn't an awesome player.
The more weight you have, the harder it is to jump.
But this is a difference between me and Corey. It's the difference between me and Corey.
I'm right and Gabe's wrong.
I'm saying Zion Williamson's a great player. He says that R.J. Barrett's just a guy.
He's a guy, Gabe. Yeah, but there's plenty of R.J. Barrett's.
Yeah, but this is where you're wrong. If he was a guy, he wouldn't be the projected number one pick in the NBA draft.
I understand what you're saying, but when
you can say, I think Zion Williamson is better.
Yeah.
But I'm just stating, you say that R.J. Barrett's just another guy. It sounds kind of, it's
RJ
not
Barrett,
an educated opinion.
R.J. Barrett is plenty of cats that got R.J. Barrett game in the NBA.
And why is he the projected number one pick?
It's only one cat that got Zion's game in the NBA.
It's the opposite. Zion Williamson's going to be a better college player. He's dominating against kids that, you know, skinny college kids. It's different in the NBA.
Yeah, but he's
Barrett has a more well-rounded game that'll translate more into the NBA.
I don't know if that's true because we don't know the extent of Zion's game. You say, oh, well, he can't shoot. He don't have to shoot because he can dunk over everybody.
Yeah, but that doesn't work in the NBA.
He can run the floor like Magic Johnson.
And like I said, I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm arguing against Zion Williams.
Okay.
But as I stated, I think it's kind of foolish to say that R.J. Barrett is just another guy. You can say you like Williamson better, but it's like Mariota and Winston. They're generally the one and number two picks in the draft. One of them is going to be the number one pick in the draft. It could be Williamson, and I won't disagree with you that Williamson, if you're like a team like Cleveland or you're one of these bottom feeders, who's another real, or Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
Don't think that they didn't take Trae Young because of the name.
Yeah, he took him because he put fans
they
in the
should
seats.
Have. I said at the time, and I was going to say I'm sure you did as well, but I'm sure you didn't because you're the king of bad takes. When you say take Trae Young,
huh?
I was saying at
I
the
said,
time,
I
Luka
said
Doncic.
Trae Young was a mistake.
I at the time was saying if you're Atlanta, you're a bunch of stupid idiots if you don't take Luka Doncic.
I thought that Trae Young
but
was
But you know
a mistake.
Why they didn't? Because they're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you've got Trae Young. Well, maybe he's the next. And Trae Young's been good. He's actually been better than I thought he was going to be. I'll give him credit. But, you know, it's all business. That's why the Lakers drafted Lonzo Ball. Mm-hmm. Because they sucked and they wanted to appease their fans because Lonzo Ball was a local.
Right.
So the Atlanta Hawks, Luka Doncic was clearly, you know, the kid's going to be a star. He's already damn good. But he's a European white kid that no one knows who he is.
Exactly.
Trae Young, you're in Atlanta. The Black Hollywood of America.
Ice Trae Young.
And you've got the ESPN hype. They were like, no. We're getting the name guy.
Because
they have an empty state. They have an empty arena.
Not only does he
have an empty arena.
But Gabe, I explained this earlier.
Because look, even you see as a Knicks, Corey, people always boo. The white guy from Europe. Oh, God. He's kidding. You know what I mean? Because there's been bust. Frederick Weiss, bust.
Yeah.
Andrea Bargnani, bust.
When Porzingis was drafted, they booed.
Remember Melo was like, God, how the hell did we draft this guy?
Yeah.
Funny that Porzingis outlasted you, Melo.
No, that's true. But Gabe, right quick, though, on the Trae Young thing, the Hawks GM, Travis Slenick, whatever his name is, I apologize for pronouncing that wrong, he's from the Golden State Warriors organization.
So he saw the vision of three
ball. He saw the vision of a Southeast Splash Brothers. So that take that into account.
So you know, so maybe they're thinking Zion could be their Draymond Green.
If
they were actually, he's not Draymond, but you know what I'm saying.
If they had, they would have the number one pick in the draft. So you got to take what Zion does at the box office into consideration. My thing with Zion is he's 18 years old. He's 285 pounds.
That's a problem.
When he's 25, if he's 325, that's a problem. And so they got to get him on some kind of dietary program ASAP.
I'm sure they will.
He's not even fully grown yet.
He's 18. Like when you get older, you learn how to eat better and take
care of yourself. What do you think he's eating
better,
right now? So, I don't think he's eating. Exactly. He's eating the meal plan. Yeah. He's eating burgers. He's eating chicken.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's not.
Gabe, I'm quite
he's
sure
not, he's not
those
eating.
Players
he's
eat
not
a little better.
He's not eating at Popeyes and stuff.
Gabe, he's not eating quinoa either.
He's not, you know,
quinoa.
He's not eating quinoa.
Dude, Coach Krzyzewski's a nut job. You think Krzyzewski's letting his kid go to KFC for lunch every day?
I guarantee you he's eating what's in the mess hall. That's what he's eating.
Duke, dude, the Duke Blue Devil basketball team eat better than the Sacramento Kings do.
Probably so.
Like, come on. Like, I hear what you're saying. Some kid in San Diego State right now, Corey, he's at Taco Bell, and no one gives a crap where he is.
True.
Zion Williamson is a projected number one, number two pick in the draft, playing for the Duke Blue Devils. With dietitian, they're on him about this. Duke isn't a traditional college team.
They don't monitor. See, Gabe,
exactly. I think that it's nights when they be chilling after the game, whatever, and somebody be like, "Yo, I'm going to Taco Bell,"
yeah,
and he's like, "Bring me back six."
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. I don't know who would spend more money at Taco Bell, Cam Stewart or Zion Williamson.
Cam is the Taco Bell guy.
I asked Cam, like I said, "What's the most you've ever spent at like McDonald's?"
Oh,
because it's hard to get like the bill up at McDonald's, right?
Son.
Like even if you. And he's like, I don't know, about $30.
Son.
And I'm thinking $30, right? McDonald's.
Son.
I'm like, what did you get? He's like, you know, I got about four Big Macs, a couple of burgers and fries. And, you know, he went off like the list. Like, what's the most you've ever dropped? Like,
son, we one night, I know it was me and my man Rail. We came from the club. We was drunk, enhanced, you know what I'm saying? Coming home 4 o'clock in the morning after the club. We went to the McDonald's drive-thru. Rel's a big guy like Cam, too. Our bill at the McDonald's drive-thru was $58.
It's hard to do.
It is.
Like, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, guys, but like
is a lot of. Yeah, that's hard to do.
Me and him, son, it was our bill.
So you get the buckets of chicken nuggets.
Oh, we just
and,
had
like, three
you know,
Big
me and Rel at that time.
Large
you know what
fries,
I'm saying?
Super fries. That was when super fries.
Yeah, yo, I'm talking about when the lady was like, it's $58.75.
Oh,
he was
God.
Like, what?
You know, we almost got a cold call Cam after. We won't do it quite now. I want to get him on just to ask him that.
Yeah.
You can tell us a story about how he got kicked out of an all-you-can-eat Kentucky Fried Chicken in Indianapolis.
Wow.
That's so good.
He built a castle, like, out of bones. And the manager came over. There was, like, a pile of bones. The manager, like, knocked him over and said, you're disgusting. You got to get out of here. Like, and I said, Cam's like, yeah, I pushed my luck by, like, piling the bones. Like, if you would have kept, like, cleaning the tray, like, he was basically sitting there with, like, a mountain of chicken.
And they made Cam leave the buffet.
But Cam will admit, he's actually done it. He makes more money now. And he seems to lose less gambling.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
He's actually done this. Like, what do you think of this?
Cam's
like,
growing up.
Is this like, would this be a turnoff, Michelle? Like, if you went to a Chinese buffet with a man.
Uh-huh.
And he had, like, some sandwich, like, bags in his pocket. And every time he went up, he'd put the plate, but he would stuff his, like, pockets with, like, shrimp and lobster and stuff.
Son.
Well, I like guys that like to eat.
No doubt.
But,
Is that a little too frugal?
That's a little too frugal for me.
That's why he's got the dream girl. They do it together.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
They go to buffets together.
Like,
they get a kick out of it.
I sneak snacks into movie theaters, but I don't sneak food out of buffets. That's
a line too far.
My grandmother is the queen of sneaking food out of buffets. She takes a big purse. She had a big purse, you know what I'm saying? And when we leave, she open up that purse. She'd be like, you got one of everything in that joint. Shout out to Granny.
Yeah, that's you and I used to do it Sizzler.
Oh, Sizzler was great.
Remember Sizzler?
Yeah, son.
Remember in White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
We go on a Sizzler. They lose. They lose after Woody beats him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, we still go on a Sizzler? He's like, shut the hell up, you're Sizzler. So I lived in Hollywood at the time. And I was really broke. I was in a band. And it was crazy. I'm really broke, so there was a Sizzler. And Sizzler was like a buffet place before. I don't think they exist anymore.
No, they don't.
Went out of business.
Not a funny Sizzler story, too.
Yeah, so it used to be a buffet place.
Like Chinese buffet? Or
No, just all-out food.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cheap. Like, this is in, like, the late 80s, so it was, like, $5.99 type thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
$6.99 in those days.
Can't get that now.
Sizzler was
but they also had, like, a dessert bar.
Ooh.
So it's just all ice cream and stuff.
Yum.
But that was only, like, 99 cents.
Wow.
Basically, we used to just go in, get the dessert bar, sit down, and just crush the buffet.
Yeah, nice.
No one said a word, Corey. It was like the 99-cent-a-day meal at Sizzler.
I got to go to a buffet with Cam. When Cam going to make a trip to New York?
Cam's getting soft. His stomach's taking some shots. He's like a boxer who's been punched too much.
Okay.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
The morning after.
Yeah, yeah.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm fired up for the show today.
I think we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, Mick Gossie.
It's basically Friday.
Yeah,
I told Corey, though, lay off the Grey Cup hate.
I'm not, I'm just going to
I told him before the show, too. I said, listen, we're talking about the Grey Cup, but I don't want to hear, like, you hating on it. And it started right away. Oh, the crappy football league.
The Grey Cup, Michelle.
Yeah,
the Canadian
Super Bowl.
The Canadian Super Bowl is not called the Canadian Super Bowl. It's called the Grey Cup.
Canadian Football League Super Bowl.
Yeah, called the Grey Cup.
Yeah, the Canadian Football League Super Bowl. That's it.
At the Great Canadian Superdome.
At the Great, yeah, exactly. No, you know what? Canadians are tough. They're playing the game outdoors.
Look at that.
In Edmonton.
Ooh.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah, you'd last like 6 minutes outdoors in Edmonton.
Probably so.
Yeah, you ain't ever felt cold like that out there.
Now, one time when we went on our ski trip, my
a lot of hot
year,
chicks in Edmonton. Though.
We went on our ski trip in my junior year. It was the resort we went to was -22. But when I was a young fella, like like a little boy, like a toddler, like 2-3 years old.
Long before you were the mayor.
Long before I was the mayor. My parents, there used to be a Sizzler in Westchester County in Yonkers. Not too far from the racetrack.
We going to Sizzler. We going to Sizzler.
So, Friday night, whatever, my parents, little fantasy executive, toddler fantasy executive, we went to Sizzler, right? So yeah. We get to Sizzler. Whatever. My parents will tell you this story to this day. They put me, they bring the high chair over. They sit me in the high chair. Apparently, it was like an overweight dude sitting at the table next to us. So when they sat me in the high chair, my little 3-year-old eyes caught wind. And I said, "Mommy, Daddy, look at that big fat man." And my parents were like, "Shh, shh, shh, you can't, you know God. What I'm saying?"
So in other words, Corey's had a big mouth since he was a kid.
"Mommy, Daddy, look at that big fat man."
Corey Parson, a fantasy exec, saying inappropriate things since 1972, baby.
I was body shaming.
Body shaming at Sizzler.
Oh my God!
Oh man, I'm sorry. Whoever that obese man was many years ago, I'm
probably
sorry.
Not to be mean, but he's probably not still around.
I hope the best for him.
not if he was eating Sizzler every
not
day.
Not if he's eating.
For the record, people are stating that people are informing us that Sizzler does still exist in the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
I always thought it was more of a California type thing.
Yeah, they had one.
There's a lot of fast food outlets like that people don't know.
Yeah,
you know, different.
Like we don't have Whataburger and stuff like that.
What about Fat Burger? There's no Fat Burger.
We don't have In-N-Out Burger.
We don't have none of that.
How the hell? I don't understand that. Like people are dumb. They just see In-N-Out Burger and they're like, "Oh, this place is great."
Yeah,
like Fat Burger. That's where all like people get shot, like in the drive-bys in L.A. and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Really?
That's what happens like that?
Yeah, like Friday nights, everyone's.
I'm in a Fat Burger in Houston one time.
Yeah, Houston's got it all.
I've never been to one.
Now,
I'm in the one in Houston.
You know, when we go to the FanDuel Sportsbook, we've been there. Me too. Food's so-so.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheese.
The chicken tenders is all right, though.
Yeah, they're all right. The chicken tenders aren't bad. But I, you know, every day when I go to the Port Authority, Corey, I always notice that Jollibee's place. Remember I pointed out to you? I said, "Man, there's that Jollibee's chicken place opening up. It's the number one fried chicken outlet in Asia."
That's cool.
It's a Filipino outlet.
Where they got one at?
They got it right near the Port Authority.
I got to go to that joint.
Right there on 8th.
Maybe today.
And but dude, there's lineups around the block.
I can't deal with that.
Oh yeah, no, me neither.
I don't like lines.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't like lines. Can the fried chicken be that good? Like when you're waiting in line for fried chicken?
Can you really go wrong with fried chicken?
Yeah, you can.
It's kind of hard to.
You can.
Yeah. You can.
You can.
Yeah, it's like pizza. Yeah, there can be bad pizza, bad fried chicken.
Depending on how it's seasoned, you can.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Are you a fried chicken connoisseur?
Yes,
I love
fried chicken.
What do you healthier than that?
So what's better? What do you prefer, KFC or Popeyes?
KFC.
Corey?
KFC.
Yeah.
I'll agree. I'm going to go, what's his name?
Who?
Sanders.
Oh, Colonial.
Yeah, Colonial Sanders.
I love Colonial
Sanders. Yeah, it's nothing but the Colonial.
Yeah, I love Colonial Sanders too.
We should order on the phone, and have her call. Hello, is this Colonial Sanders? They're gonna hang up on her.
One of my boys produces the radio shows. Been a longtime radio producer. He sent me a video of a female host doing the update, and she called Colonel Sanders Colonel Sanders. So that's not the only time that's happened, Michelle.
Oh, okay, I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
I was on the air once years ago, and the kid did the sports update, and he called UCLA UCLA.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. That's bad.
That sounds like something.
I actually pulled the kid aside after, and I said, "Listen, I know you don't really follow college sports too much, but I was like..." UCLA's UCLA. I told him when there's letters, it's letters.
Yeah. When they're all capitalized.
Oh, and,
I'm guessing he didn't go to college.
He called, it was Duquesne University. He called them Duquesne.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's like, Duquesne 72, UCLA 64. We're like, bro.
That's something Scott Engel would do.
Duquesne. Now it's funny, me and Cam actually call UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA. You know what I mean? It's like calling SMU SMU.
Yeah.
You know, we call SMU. SMU. All right, what's going on, Michelle Serpico?
So, I don't know if this is real or fake, but, you know, like the People of the Year, Person of the Year awards.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So, Gritty posted on his Twitter that he won it.
Gritty.
Gritty is what? Gritty, the time mascot. The time person of the year.
Yeah. Is that true, though, or is that fake? I can't tell. I saw it on Bleacher Report.
Being that he's not
and
a human,
I went on his Twitter.
Being that he's not a human being, I would
well,
guess
he
it
is,
fake.
Though. There's a human being under that, you
yeah,
know.
But the guy that's under that is probably like a frat boy. You know what I'm saying? Probably not the person of the year.
Well, if we're looking at people
well,
that
have
the time
person
of the
year. Well, did you see who he was up
year,
against?
I'm assuming he was up against Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. The girl that said that Kavanaugh, you know.
Oh, that lady?
Yeah, that lady. So I don't know.
Me.
I could kind of believe it. I'll be honest. I'm not choose any of those people.
Gritty is the time person of the year in the same sense that Corey is the mayor.
Oh, it's fake. It's fake.
Yes. Yeah, now, listen. Gritty is popular. But no, Gritty is not Time's person of the year.
No, I'm on Gritty's Twitter right now. I don't believe. I wonder if Gritty got a girlfriend.
I just love that you two debated this for a couple of minutes.
Gritty doing better than me.
Generally the Time person of the year.
Is a person.
Oh, it's a person.
Yeah, like to be the Time person of the year, you actually have to, yeah, like.
Oh, be like not a mascot.
No, like.
But
you,
all
like,
lives
you,
matter.
No, like, you know, basically. Like,
like, you sound like
I should be person
you
of the
sound
year.
Like Dak Prescott.
I think I should be person of the year, honestly. I don't know. How do I get me
I'm never going to let you live that down, Dak. Shucking and jiving.
Now, the fact that, look, Gritty had people voting for him.
Yeah.
And now he has people believing that he's the person of the year. Yeah. God bless the internet and social media. I think this might be one of these moments that your mother could be going, oh, God. Oh, boy.
Oh, no, she's listening right now.
Yeah. Oh boy. But no, for the record, Gritty is not the Time person of the year, although you can bet on that stuff.
Oh,
so
you
let
can.
Me, as an example.
Let's see if we got odds for it.
These are past. Donald Trump was just talking about the person of the year yesterday. And he was saying, I don't see how it could be anybody but me.
Of course, yeah.
This guy's a president. He's worried about like being the Time person.
Exactly.
He's like Kevin Durant. Why don't you shut the STFU and watch the game? For the record, Durant got fined $25,000. All right, so last year the people of the year, yeah, for
that's not right.
You should have been fined more.
That guy was harassing him.
Called him a cupcake.
Yeah,
you can call an NBA player a cupcake, bro. He's a paying customer. You can't be telling the paying customers to STFU and watch the game.
I don't have no problem with that,
dude. It should have been $100,000.
I don't have no problem with Kevin
Durant $100,000.
Somebody took a shot at him.
He's
I don't have no
problem. He's a paying customer. He called him a cupcake.
So yeah,
there's nothing offensive about a cupcake.
He's calling Kevin Durant soft. So Kevin Durant told him STFU and watch the game.
And that's why he got fined.
All right,
I would sue Kevin Durant and say I have nightmares and distress. I'm haunted by a big 6 foot nine bully that got in my face.
Stop it.
So last year, Michelle, the person of the year was the Me Too movement.
Okay.
The silence breakers that exposed. Expose men for being the creeps that they are. Donald Trump was the man of the year before. Angela Merkel. You know who Angela Merkel is?
No. Oh, wait.
Basketball WNBA superstar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, she's the...
It's a lady, right?
She's a lady. Her name's Angela.
But wait a minute. So Merkel is... That's the lady that married... That's not the lady that married dude. Because why would she be the person of the year?
She's the chancellor of Germany.
All right, well, son, I look like I've never been to Germany, son. I'm the mayor of Harlem.
Hey, this is the A-plus student, everybody over here. A-plus student, thank you.
I got to worry about.
Yesterday
I got to
worry
about Harlem, Gabe. I can't worry about Germany.
The only thing we're proving right now is the American educational system has got
gonna
big problems.
I'm going to vote for Serena.
Oh, Serena's good. Oh, yeah. Craig would be upset if
he
voted
right,
for Serena.
All right, so what else do we have, Michelle?
The GOAT, Michael Jordan, returned to his hometown wearing North Carolina Tar Heels blue and met with some hurricane victims, many of whom have benefited from his $2 million donation in September. Jordan gave
$1
million.
What did he do, give him 10% off Nikes?
Wait a minute. It was a hurricane? It was no hurricane in North Carolina.
There was a couple, a month and a half ago. So anyway, he returned and he gave $1 million each to the Red Cross Foundation. Remember I told you he was going down there? And then so he went back. To
That's
visit.
What class acts do, Corey. Like, Michael Jordan. Nobody gives more. Nobody gives more.
And
you want to hold on one second.
I know.
You want to talk about philanthropic efforts between LeBron James and Michael Jordan?
Yeah, LeBron's going to
win shot.
That.
Anyway, everybody was thanking him and saying how great he was and how he's better than LeBron.
Well, he is. That goes without saying.
Yeah, right.
LeBron James is a better human being than Michael Jordan.
And, you know, speaking of which, great human beings, we always, you know, we pick on people on the negative all the time. But Derrick Rose, I don't know if you guys saw this. It was a great video. There's a kid, a 19-year-old kid, whatever. He's playing. He's in his room.
Yeah.
And he's playing, you know, he's playing Xbox or whatever. His mother's filming it. She comes in the room. She's like, hey, how you doing? She goes, look what I have for you. She pulls out this big novelty check.
Uh-huh.
She goes, Derrick Rose just sent us $200,000 for you to go to university.
That's what's up. And Derrick Rose has done that a
lot. Derrick Rose, like I said, the next time you talk crap about Derrick Rose, hit Derrick Rose. And don't even say Derrick Rose is a bust. All right, the guy's made hundreds of millions of dollars and has affected communities. That's not a bust. You know what I mean? It's just, you made more All-Star games. Like, I don't know, like Derrick Rose, he pays for funerals. Chicago, of course, there's so many, like, tragic deaths with these kids. He anonymously pays for these funerals. He doesn't want credit. He literally tells people. And he doesn't even tell the families, Corey.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I don't want credit, wink, wink, give me credit. No. Like, anonymous.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even tell the parents or anything. He just does it. Like, he contacts the church, and he goes, just tell him it's done.
Yeah.
Like, the guy, he's given back a ton of money, this guy.
Derrick Rose, not in foundations, but
on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he actually has impact. Like,
you ever seen some interviews with Derrick Rose and what he does with his community outreach in the city of Chicago? It's very impressive.
Great guy.
He's a good dude. And you can't call him a bust.
Very happy for him. He got his 50 points this year.
The injuries have really affected his career, but people don't remember. Derrick Rose was an NBA MVP.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was one of the biggest stars in the NBA.
Yeah.
He was a top five player. He was a top five star. He was the reason why he was the face of Adidas.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember in Toronto, the Adidas flagship store, and even in Toronto, it wasn't a Raptor, dude. It was Derrick Rose, bro, on the side of the building.
Steph Curry's tattoo artist had a little bit of a different idea for a tattoo yesterday. Instead of him tatting up Steph Curry tatted
him. Curry doesn't strike me as the type of guy that has tattoos either.
Yeah, does he even have tattoos?
I don't think Steph Curry
does. Does he have a tattoo?
Well, anyway, Steph Curry's very religious. Signature on a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And I had just assumed it was
him. He autographed Steph Curry on a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
But I don't believe Steph, he may have a tattoo or not. They're very religious, so I don't think he would have a tattoo.
I wouldn't imagine him.
Oh, yeah, he has one on his wrist.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say maybe on his ankle or wrist, like his wife's name. Seems like that's something he would do.
Oh, his daughter's name or something like that.
I think it's like a scripture. It says a Hebrew tattoo.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And just for the record, no, Gritty is not the Time Magazine Person of the Year, although he did nominate himself, for the record. God bless Michelle Serpico. Michelle will have a weather update for us. Meteorologist, our chief meteorologist, Bones, Michelle Serpico.
I'm just fired up for some pay-per-view golf, man. It's better than a fight.
Yeah, you know what? I want to get into this. But
to watch two rich guys play golf.
Yeah, we started to talk about fried chicken, which is always an interesting conversation. It's something everybody can relate to. You're more of a healthy guy, though.
Lately, yeah.
Like, you know, I see Bones eats yogurt and, like, runs in marathons.
Well, it's a habit change. It's not just, you know.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When's the last time you've eaten, have you ever been to a Popeyes before?
No, not in years. I can't eat that stuff. It goes right through. It's too greasy.
You've never been to a Popeyes chicken?
It actually goes right through me, so I'm lucky I can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Boom, you know? If you're looking to clear yourself out.
You think you're better than us.
I don't think that at all.
No, that's what it is. I think that's what it comes down to. Like, people that eat healthy look down on people that don't.
I'm like a grandma. I got, like, spice. I can't eat spicy food. I can't eat, like, raw peppers or onions because I get gas. I mean, it's just one of those things.
You know what my stomach's like?
She eats. Michelle eats like a man.
It's like an iron vault. You know what I mean? Like, 48 years of grease, Bones, has kept me going.
And you survived a couple of tailgates, you know.
I've actually did. I actually was one of the youngest men ever to have my gallbladder taken out. But that's besides the
Congratulations.
Point. Congratulations. Yeah. I decided, 24 years old, 25 years old. The doctor even told me, he goes, you're the youngest guy I've ever taken a gallbladder out of before. And I said, is it common?
Of crappy living or just because genetically it was just bad?
I lived on 99-cent pizza for like 2.5 years and drank nothing but alcohol.
How does Corey have a gallbladder?
My intestines were like hardened and stuff. And it also is genetic as well. Yeah, it also is.
So what do you think of two rich guys playing golf for 1995?
Funny. I wanted to get into this. I really did. And we keep teasing it up. And on the other side, I promise we're going to rip these guys forever. But can there be anything more obnoxious than these two dudes playing for $9 million? Oh, yeah, there is something more obnoxious. They put $200,000 on the first hole. Like, what do you guys just bet a yacht on the second hole? Like, at what point, is this just, beyond the pale and ridiculous? California's on fire. There's all kinds of tragedy going on in the world, and these two jackasses are going to be in Vegas playing for $9 million.
And they're trying to start these beefs, and they're trying to start this drama.
Oh, I want to get into this. They have a 24/7 countdown
show. Each other. Shut up. I'm the biggest golf fan in the room by far, and I have no desire to watch this. In fact, I'm insulted.
No, this thing
especially
sucks.
The way they played with the Ryder Cup.
Doesn't mean we won't bet on it.